Now to Los Angeles, California, for Will Rogers and his famous alarm clock.
Hi. Hi, cover. There you are, huh? Well, here we are. We're right back out in California, the old orange juice belt. The old sunshine state. Of course, it didn't show up today. We ain't had any sunshine rain instead. Well, you know, I figured out it's peculiar. It's a peculiar state of affairs that exists. And everybody that is doing better than they was 3 or 4 years ago or making more money has got in for the present. But they don't seem to realize they're doing better on the money that he's spending. You see what I mean? Doing better on his money. Now, we all know that the government is spending all this money, and it's not a good state of affairs to exist. The country is in bad shape when there ain't nobody spending any money but the government. But now, what you going to do about it? Of course, one remedy would be for the people that have money for them to start spending it instead of the government. But that seems just about as unpopular as a Roosevelt idea. In fact, it's worse. Well, if we set out and passed a bill tomorrow and said the government can't keep on spending this money. But for government to exist, somebody has got to spend money. So from this day and date, the government are going to stop spending money and make it compulsory that the people do the spending. Boy, what a howl would go up from that, they couldn't make that law stick. People would say, no, we saved it, and we have worked and we've made it, and we've got the right to do as we please with it. So that's the little idea is out. People ain't going to spend. That's out. So what other idea we got? We got to keep on working with ideas here. Yeah? Well, if the government is throwing this money away, the only thing I see for the ones that are throwing, for the ones that they are throwing it to, outside of those that absolutely need of it, you know, well, the only thing I see is have them refuse it. You know what I mean? If you don't believe in what Roosevelt is doing with this money, well, I refuse it. If it comes, you say, no, it's government money, and it's tainted, and I don't believe in the government. And I don't believe in the government spending all this money, and hence I don't take any part of it. You say, no, you have paid this out. Now, for instance, take me, for instance. I'd say, no, the government paid this out for the people to eat, and here they are coming to see my pictures with it. I don't agree with that at all, you know. Now, you can imagine me saying that, you know what I mean, but if I was that, it would be the way to look at it, you know. I ought to refuse to accept the money. It's government money. I don't believe in the government spending this money, so I'm not going to take it. Here's a man that maybe wants to pay his loan at the bank, or maybe the RFC loaning the money. You know, they're doing that a lot. And they get the money from the government, and they go to pay the bank. And the bank says, I don't believe in the bank, naturally, all the banks. I don't believe in the government spending all this money. But when the man comes to pay his loan with government money, they don't say, no, I can't take it. I'll just carry you myself.
Boy, what a fuck. Boy, what a laugh
that is. Yeah. Now, of course, it's going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money to loan this fella, the money to pay off his loan to the bank. It's going to do that. But nevertheless, they pick on that, but they don't agree to take it. They ought to say, well, no, I ain't going to take it. I made the loan, it was me that made it, and I could be the one to stand by. But you haven't heard that. Well, here they are. There's not a person in America that received a dollar, no matter where it comes from. Just received a single dollar, and no matter where it comes from, it hasn't grabbed it, you know, without asking any questions about it. You know, it might have been paid out for a lease for a starving child, but if it reached us, we was the starving child. Make any difference. So the only thing I see for the fella that don't believe in all this spending is to not participate in the spending of it. I can I can't very well legitimately criticize a fellow for spending money if I receive some of it without any criticism in the receipt of it, you know. If I don't believe it so, I'll at least make a little attempt to say that it ain't right when I grab off some of it. So this $5 billion that they're starting in to spend, we all know that that's too much money. It's too much money to take out and throw away or give away or whatever to do with it. We know that. We all know that. But until we refuse to take some of it and it comes our way, we ain't got much right to holler. Now, that brings us down to taxes. You know what I mean? That brings us down to taxes. And boy, when you bring us down to taxes, you're going to hear a howl like a pet coon. You know, bring us down that. This money coming from all the government is throwing away. Well, it just sort of looks like it might come. Where is it coming from? Everybody says, where is the money coming from we're spending? Well, I don't know, but just offhand, I'd say it's coming from those that have got it, you know. Now, I don't know. That may be just a rough idea of mine. I don't know, but I kind of believe that's where it's coming from. There's one good thing about the American form of government. The fella that's got nothing, he don't pay nothing, you know. And, two, lots of times the fella, he has got something, but, and he ain't got any money to pay, you know, to pay. He's got some, but he ain't got nothing to pay with, pay his taxes with. But he can at least let him have the property back and get an even break anyhow, you know. But the big yell comes nowadays from the taxpayers, the big taxpayers. I bet you when the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock and they had the whole of the American continent, you know, to themselves, you know, just them and them Pilgrims there, they landed up there, and all they had to do for to get an extra 160 acres was shoot another Indian, you know. Well, I bet you anything, they kicked on the price of ammunition, you know. I bet they said, what's this country coming to? You know what I mean? Right? Like we're doing now. You know, what's this country coming to? You know, this country coming to that we have to spend a nickel for powder. Of course, they got the lead back after they dissected the Indian. But, no matter. I don't know. Ain't it funny? No matter what we pay, I don't care whether we pay high taxes, low taxes, medium taxes, or no tax, anything. The yell is always the same. 100%, you know what I mean? They just yell 100%. Of course, we know our government is costing us more than it's worth, but do you know of any other cheaper government that's running around now? I mean, do you? If you do, they'll sell you a ticket there anytime. Now, you can try Russia. I was over there. Yeah, you can try Russia. There's no income tax in Russia, but there's no income. Hitler ain't got no sales tax, you know what I mean, but he ain't selling anything. Well, that's fine. Mussolini, you don't have to pay a poll tax to vote in Italy, you know, but nobody votes, so. Now the whole question is, how can we make such a holler on what the government wants to collect back from us, you know? The thing is, it looks like we can't have everything like we want to, you know. But the whole question is the government, how much of this money which we are asked to pay back in taxes have they paid us? You know what I mean? You know, we must have got quite a little divvy of it, some way or another, indirectly. Admitting, as everybody does, that the government is the only one spending money, and if they're the only one spending anything, and anything we're getting must come from them. It looks like an endless chain to me, only when it reaches our length, well, we don't want to cut any back into the kitty. I don't know what it's all about. This is just a kill time up here. It'll something else come down. I don't know. I don't know any more about this thing than an economist does. And God knows he don't know anything. Everything nowadays is just to make talk. Now, but next week, I'm going to present to you my scheme, you know. You see, every man nowadays has got a scheme to bring us out of the wilderness, you know. Well, not so much to bring us out of the wilderness
to bring himself out, I mean, you know. And I've been studying the Townsend plan and the Long plan and the Coughlin plan and the Roosevelt plan. Hoover, he broke out with a plan here the other day. And I'm working. Maybe I'll do it next week. I don't know. I get around to it. Actually, I'm working on what's called the Rogers plan. Rogers. Yes, sir, the Rogers. Yes, sir, the Rogers plan. Just about 3 more Welsh rabbits every night, and I'll be ready for the Rogers plan. I'm going to have it in shape, you know. Anyhow, don't do anything. Now, don't sign up with any of these other plans. Don't you boys sign up, because I believe I've got a better offer for you in any of them. You know? And don't be too critical of the present plan. You know, for as long as we're all living on the loot, well, we can't holler about it, see? But remember, now, about next week, I'm going to give you the Rogers plan. I'm just working on a few planks of it there now, and I ain't got it quite in shape. But I don't care what they offer you, I'll do better. You know what I mean? I'll do better. I'll do better. Oh, yeah, wait, I do. I got a lot of it. Goodbye. Next Sunday night, look for the Rogers. Good night.